Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyate Satarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Sing, Sri Nisinga.
जय प्रभुपाद की जय। माय डियर डिवोटीज फ्रेंड्स सपोर्टर्स एंड ऑल ऑफ यू हु आइदर वॉच दिस प्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ आवर ऑनलाइन शिंगदेव फेस्टिवल नाउ और हु विल डू सो इन द फ्यूचर आई greet you. I want to also congratulate our devotees from Singhachalam for the steady, very steady effort to celebrate Lord Narsingadev. They are so determined that they have even learned to master this complicated technology of online presentations in order to, yes, make the glories of Lord Narsingadev known to the various people who are interested and who cannot visit now. In my presentation today, I wish to highlight an aspect of the Narsingha Leela which has come to my awareness only lately in my spiritual life. I regret that I have not paid attention to it enough earlier, and I do hope with this presentation to make you aware of this particular aspect of Lord Narsingadev, because I feel if you become aware of this, your whole approach to bhakti might change in a very, very positive way. So let me start immediately. After Lord Narsingadev has appeared, Prahlad Maharaj says beautiful prayers to the Lord. And in one of the prayers, he says, Rupang Narsingha Vibhaya Jana Smaranti. He says, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. They will always remember your auspicious form of Narsingha in order to become free from fear. See, Lord Narsingadev has the most briefest appearance which we can find amongst all the avatars of God. He appeared for exactly 48 minutes. Two praharas or 24 minutes, and then he again left. But this was a very significant appearance, because as Prahlad Maharaj says here, all the worlds in the future have achieved great satisfaction by this. They will always remember your auspicious form of Narsingha in order to become free from fear. This is significant. To be in this material world means you are stuck in Kuntaloka, the place of anxieties. It is unavoidable as it is to get wet when you go through rain, as in the same unavoidable way, you will be anxious, you will be worried, you will be distressed, you will be full of fear as you go through your life's journey. But by remembering, as our Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj said, upayaya, somehow, by some means, somehow you have to get this. Either with a picture you can remember Lord Nrisimhadev, or by reading about his pastimes you can think of him, or by having darshan of his beautiful form, either online or standing there in the temple room. Somehow, by upaya, somehow, an upaya is like a means, like a bow, for instance, is a means to hurl an arrow to a far distant target. So somehow you have to find how this can work for you. You have to find something like a bow, a means that can bring you into this place of remembering, or as our Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj has said so beautifully, we have to become avesya, absorbed in thoughts. You all know mechanic chanting or mechanic execution of devotional service, that does not last you for a long time. It can, you will eventually join the frustrated camp and not continue. So, the world will, if they can remember you, they will become free from all, from the rainfall of fear and misery which is here in this material world. That is pronunciation of Prahlad Maharaj. Now, inside of this pronunciation is the point which I would like you to ponder about and think about. Is a special contribution of Prahlad Maharaj in this Nrisimha Leela. It is Vaishnav compassion. In another prayer by Prahlad Maharaj, he makes this very, very clear. I have it here. How he is so compassionate, how a devotee of Lord Nrisimhadev is just a friend, a well-wisher, who wants others to benefit, who wants others to become encouraged and free of fear. Here is the verse, I will read it from the 7th canto, 9th chapter, text 43. Naivod vije paraduratchaya vaitaranyas tvadvirya gaya nama amritamak nashitta shochetato vimukachetasa indriyata maya sukaya varamutvato vimuram. Prahlad Maharaj expresses a mood, something that goes on in his heart as he stands before the Lord and prays to him. He says, O best of the great personalities. Now I want to tell you, I personally am not at all afraid of material existence. For wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. know, someone who remembers Krishna, he will become free of this fear and anxiety and so on. But then he says, but I am still worried, and I want to tell you why. My concern is for these fools and rascals who are making such elaborate plans for material happiness and who are busy maintaining their families, societies and countries for this end. I'm simply concerned with love, affection for them. So this is Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj has seen other examples of spiritual people who are not concerned like this. He describes what he has seen. He says, my Lord, this comes in the 7th canto, 9th chapter, text 44. My Lord, I see many sages who are generally interested only in their own deliverance. They practice the vow of silence and they wander in solitary places in South Bavaria, in the Himalayas, not caring for the deliverance of others. Prahlad Maharaj says, yeah, I have seen people who have no compassion in their heart. They think only about their own benefit. When we turn to spiritual life, we first unavoidably or invariably feel the miseries of material existence and we look for a solution for the miseries. Then we hear, by the mercy of the devotees, some sambandha jnana or a philosophy which convinces us that I'm the soul and I have a relationship to Krishna and this world is only there so that I can correct my inattention towards Krishna. And then the third thing is we look for an experience in Krishna consciousness. We want parishanubhava, we want bhakti, we want also detachment from this world. We need this, no? And if we are not careful, my dear devotees, this initial impulse of wanting to become free from miseries and therefore taking to spiritual life because we hear of a misery-free situation, a connection with Krishna, if we are not careful, then this turns into spiritual selfishness, which hardens the heart. The more healthy development, as spoken here by Prahlad Maharaj, is to care for others in a spirit of compassion. I must correct myself to try to gain your attention for this point. I have included wrongly with a little remark that devotees in Singhachala might also not care for others and just be reclusive. But the very fact that you always have festivals and you go on online and you have made the most beautiful video in the universe to announce this festival and attract online lost online souls to this festival, it shows you are compassionate and you're thinking of the welfare. So I have to That was not a good and proper remark. But Prahlad Maharaj addresses here a point. He has seen saints who are on their spiritual journey, who just hide in some cave in the Himalayas, and they don't care for the deliverance of others. And then he says that I'm different. I have a different idea. He says, as for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools. I do not see any shelter other than you for those wandering blindly in this world. Beautiful. This is what all acharyas show, this great desire to help others. And why this is beneficial, we will see in a little moment. This mood of spiritual compassion, whereby you care for others, makes your body bhakti steady. Whereas when you become only concerned about your own progress and welfare and well-being, it shrinks your heart. We find this idea how being compassionate to others described in the third canto of the Bhagavatam. There Kapila Muni gives an instruction to his father, actually, Kadama Muni, who will go as a sannyasi wandering. He says, by compassionate caring for all living beings, you will see me spread everywhere. In other words, compassion, he says, is something which will help you to have ultimate God realization. I was really surprised when I read this, and I thought compassion and caring for others, I did not notice that I'm in a movement which is all about that, spreading Krishna consciousness, going out sankirtan, preaching. It has this idea to save the poor souls. And as I became aware of it, I noticed, my God, it's all over our scriptures. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's in the Bhagavatam. This instruction for devotees to be compassionate towards others. There is a very interesting document of this in Prahlad Maharaj's preaching to his school friends. You remember, he was in a school where he was actually to be trained as the heir to this vast empire of Hiranyakashipu. His father wanted to make sure that he knew everything which it took, according to Hiranyakashipu's idea, to rule a vast empire. He wanted his son to learn diplomacy. He wanted him to learn to war, to make war, how to suppress the opponent. He certainly wanted to make sure that his son would know how to have very novel ideas of sense qualifications. And there was a school. If you go now to the sacred place related to the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev, that is Ahobilam in South India, you will see, this is very interesting, you will see many beautiful temples of beautiful, I would say, remote temples of Lord Nrisimhadev, and yes, also very huge temples of Nrisimhadev. And you will also be able to visit the school of Prahlad Maharaj. And believe it or not, I mean, I saw it with my own eyes, on the ground of the school, there is still some lines of writing. It looks a little bit like if you go into a modern school in Bavaria, for instance, or anywhere, you will find on the school benches, you know, people who were children who were bored and who were cutting with their pocket knives, something foolish into the wood. I mean, I used to do this when I was so terribly bored in school. So I had my knife and I would carve something into the wood of the tables just to survive the boredom. You find on the ground, they were sitting on the ground in those times, you find ample letters, which are there. You should see it. It's really amazing. It's really endearing also. So I don't know if they cut out of boredom or that I can't say, but there are the letters in the school of Prahlad Maharaj. So when the teachers went out of the classroom, Prahlad Maharaj would get up and he would start to all these aristocratic children of the Rakshasas, the demon followers of his father, and he would preach to them. It's quite interesting what he said. He would say to them, "See, my dear friends, you may think your friends here are most dear, but that's not true. It's that person who's in the heart of everyone who's most dear, who's our best friend." He would, and he's present everywhere. This one you should serve. But his friend said, "This is so difficult to realize God, and we are so young." And Prahlad made the point, "No, it's not actually so it's not difficult at all. Because first of all, the Lord is so intimately related to everyone. He's in the heart of everyone." But then he gave them a process. He said, it's in 7:6:24. "Tasmat saveshu bhuteshu dayam kuruta suridam bhavam asuram unmuchya jayatushyat yadokchaya." He said, "Therefore, do this one thing. Show compassionate affection to all living beings and be their well-wishers. And please give up your demoniac nature. Thus the Supreme Lord will be satisfied with you." Just by this thing. Dayam, it means compassion. No? That's the highest dharma, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of the Vaishnavas in this world. No? They need to be compassionate towards others. Alleviate the suffering. "Therefore, show compassionate affection to all living beings and be their well-wishers. And please give up your demoniac nature." You know, that's the selfishness and the desire to enjoy on your own. separate from the Lord and pleasure, and thus the Supreme Lord will be satisfied. Let's be practical, my dear everyone. When I understood this personally in my life, I decided to put my service on another foundation. That is, I try to do good for others. Even now in lockdown, as I go out in the forest and meet people who are also on their walk, I'm trying to give them Krishna consciousness in some ways. I'm trying to talk, I'm trying to here we give a prasadam, you know, somehow that people get some relief from the present anxieties and worries and the great fear of death and what happens afterwards with them. No? This is good. I would like to give all of us here some suggestions how to engage in compassionate welfare activities. It starts first at home. At home means in our community. Very often, a very simple thing one can do with one's fellow devotees who live in the same temple is to give them a quality time where they can, where discussions about Krishna consciousness can be made, and where doubts or obstacles in their life, which may be there, can be cured. You can just preach, not preach, you can help. Oh my God, I'm seeing. Oh, time is there. Maharaji, see our Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. I will just take 2 more minutes. You are always very kind. We feel humbled by your presence, so I will just quickly end it. My dear devotees, as you are now in an ashram, living in the Singhachalam, try to bring compassion in your dealings. It starts by understanding a person first, and then see how you can be of an inspiration in their life, a help. Outside, you can also help. You can ask in the Brahmacharya ashram, you can say, I'm just washing, please give me your kurta and other things. I'm just washing. I'm very good in washing. Everything becomes very clean and fresh when I wash. I'm extremely talented in this, and you can help in some ways. This is an example. That will be very good, and you please the Lord. You please the Lord. That's the idea. Outside of the ashram, you can see now. Soon the lockdown will be lifted. Hopefully, there's a realistic hope. It's not just. Then you can think, when guests come, to make your place so attractive. Already I see with great happiness, I'm so pleased, so many good young people come. There are so many good people. Whoa! It's Nishinga Chetra used to be an isolated place, or Singhachalam used to be isolated, but wow, now so much preaching is going on. Ananta Krishna has this beautiful online outreach preaching program. You all the time make your festivals very accessible, that even now we can go on online. Or you do Harinam in Passau or Munich, and you have Sankirtan going from the place. My dear devotees, my point here is compassionate care of others is just a very, very good means to please Krishna and to also remember Krishna. In leaving this call, now I will be there when Kadamba Karana Maharaj will now address all of us. I must tell you, I came to Krishna consciousness and I was young, I was foolish, and I was angry at the society. This is a very explosive mixture. These people are potential troublemakers. But I did, by Prabhupada's mercy and the mercy of the devotees, I became engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness at a rather young age. And at that time I just wanted to convince others and defeat others and show the superiority of the Hare Krishna way over others. But on reading our books, hearing Prabhupada's lectures, becoming impressed by his own example of a very compassionate preacher, I understood that I must bring a certain maturity to my service. But then, just a little later only, it became clear, compassion is so important. This is what we see in the Nrisimha Dev Leela. It's wrong to think Nrisimha Dev is about killing hardcore violence. No, that's not the idea. The idea is to deliver the fallen souls from the fear of material existence. That is very, very, very wonderful. So Hare Krishna, I went a little over time, but I think Maharaj, please, you go over time also. We are known for, we Hare Krishnas are never so much on time, but you please also go. Thank you very much. Sina Singha Deva Ki Jai.
Sachinandan Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your lecture and very